This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special This Wolf episode of the BCP. Ladies and gentlemen, super excited to finally be talking about some local music, getting back to, you know, the heart and soul of the BCP, talking to some musicians, some people who have kind of been on the bench lately during this pandemic. But this guy has been putting out some great content. This is a man who got a like from MJF himself. He is a singer, songwriter. He's a cameraman. He's a producer. He does it all. Please welcome from This Wolf, our good friend, Mr. Darren Fisher. Darren, welcome in, bro. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Rob. I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good, man. Kicking out of 2.5 all the time, man, but I'm good. I'm just happy to see, like I was saying earlier, like the music scene starting to open up a little bit more. You know, we're seeing like Starland starting to book all these venues, all that stuff. And I've been, you know, kind of watching all these musicians that have been sitting kind of on the bench, you know, waiting to get back out there to see who is actually like doing stuff. And a lot of great bands were, you know, recording or writing or doing live streams, whatever it was. And you've been consistently putting out some really great music, man. I always say with you, man, like your tunes always sound like they should be at the beginning of an NXT pay-per-view, man. Like, I love your stuff. I enjoy Down. Tell us a little bit about the new one, though. I did listen to it earlier today. Guys, as of the release of this recording, the single does come out today. It's called Another Drink. Darren, what can you tell us about Another Drink? It's something very different from you, bro.
Yeah, it's basically a country song. So I was, during the pandemic, I was watching Sons of Anarchy because my fiance yelled at me that I never watched it.
Congratulations, by the way, my friend.
Thank you. And yeah, I just kind of got inspired by that whole like aesthetic of Sons of Anarchy. And I started writing a country song. I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to finish a song, you know, or no way in hell I'm going to put this out. And then I just kept playing it and playing. I was like, It's coming together. So my original intent was to like try to shop it to like another artist, like a country artist, and see if they would do it. But I was like, nah, I'm good. So I experimented a little bit, like making it a duet. So I found this Nashville singer. Her name is Christine Corliss. She's featured on the song. And yeah, after that, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to release it. Like, I don't care. Like, people are going to like it or they're going to hate it. So, you know, you just got to do you and figure it out from there, you know?
It's good, man. And you already said it, but I did notice, you know, I kind of pick apart the songs, you know, obviously known for, you know, from being in the studio, you know, sometimes you hear things so many times, it almost becomes like a puzzle. And, you know, I'm picking apart the drums. I'm picking apart the guitar tones. When I heard the female vocals come in, I was like, you remember the message. I was like, bro, who is this? It works. It sounds good. This song, I see getting some serious radio play. I'm not just saying that. It's very radio friendly. But I also want to talk about the guitar tones, man. Your guitar tones are always stellar, man. What goes into that?
I basically use a Mesa Boogie triple rectifier.
Mesa,
for pretty
okay.
much everything. I bought it when I wanted to try to be like Korn. I just don't have the voice for it. I have a very high voice. I can't scream very, very, very well. But yeah, I use that, and the acoustic guitar tones are just basically my Taylor 614 CE that I've had since like 2005. So yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just Mesa Boogie and my Les Paul, and then the Taylor behind me. So
love it, man. I always pay attention to the little things, man. These are quality recordings. WWE, AEW, get some of this stuff right now on your pay-per-views. Get it in the commercials. Let's go. But guys, without further ado, Darren, I told you I want to start out with this one. I'm excited for it. Let's all take a listen right now to Another Drink by This Wolf.
Feeling so cold, There's a million different things running through my head. I am never sure. Working a dead end, and work is hard. The same old, grows tired every once in a while. I pour another drink when my days are rough. I pour another drink when the going gets tough. Whiskey is my way, my way to cope. I pour another drink in my cup.
All right, guys, of course, that was another drink by our good friend, This Wolf, Mr. Darren Fisher. Darren, I'll ask you this one, man, and you can no comment on it. I've been in and out of bands. Obviously, you're working with some people, which is really cool. Formerly These Wolves, I'll just put it that way, man. I've been in and out of bands for the craziest reasons. It's so nuts, man. Is this more of a solo thing now? Because I had seen videos with other members. Is this kind of because of the pandemic or just because bands or what's the deal there?
Yeah. When I've been in bands forever and they always broke up.
Yep.
And I started These Wolves in 2016 and it was just me. I wanted something like Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And the more, like, I love the name, but the more I started doing music, I felt like I was being pigeonholed a lot with sure. what I wanted to do. Like the session musicians that I had playing on the songs, like the drummer, like he was in the video, but they're all hired. So I'm okay. writing all the songs and then I'm basically having people play. And then I wanted to make it look like a band. So I was like, okay, well, can you come to the video? And then, like, after a while, it just got, like, a lot of, you become, like, the band mom. So you have, like,
yes.
four other people that you're trying to coordinate schedules with, plus the videographer if you're going to do a video, plus all this stuff. And it's like, I would get so much anxiety from it.
Yeah.
Everything's on me. So like during the pandemic, or, you know, when the pandemic hit, well, actually before the pandemic hit, I was actually trying to do live shows. So I was getting, you know, musicians to play around. So I'll play guitar and sing, and I'll have a lead guitar player, drummer, and a bass player. We're auditioning a bass player, and when that's happening, the drummer just no-showed, and then a week later, the pandemic hit. And it was like, okay, that's the omen, you know? I was like, I love the name, These Wolves, but it just doesn't fit anymore from what I'm trying to do. And when that happened, John Kiernan contacted me about doing a collab, and I was like trying to like fit, like, is it like These Wolves or, you know, John Kiernan featuring These Wolves? It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'm just gonna make it This Wolf, and it's just me, you know. So that's kind of where it came about. I was gonna make like a lengthy like YouTube video about like what happened, and I was like, nobody cares.
Yeah, no, and I get it, and it's not that nobody cares, it's just like bands, like reasons, yeah. You know, like that's kind of like the band story, man. Like, no secret, I was married to my lead singer. Guys, don't do it, bad idea. But I have literally found every way to not be involved in the band or have a band break up. Those darn drummers are crazy. But it's like you said, like being the band mom, like literally I found myself, you know, I was doing a lot of social media and a lot of the booking and putting, you know, kind of the, you know, like the lead vocalist over, as we say in wrestling, like putting them over. And at the same time, you know your role in the band, but there were just like a lot of things, like it wasn't, you know, unified. And again, I've been in bands since high school, and people have different priorities and different schedules. I understand that, but it really is like a family, and that's very important. So again, I do notice that in bands, like that chemistry as well. But I like what you're doing, man. You're just kind of like, and it's not an ego thing, man. You're just kind of like doing your own thing. You have your, like, I know you, man. Like, I know a lot of bands, man. And I always say, no egos, just egos. We're all about the egos here, not the egos. But yeah, you can use that one. But dude, I like what you're doing, man. You're using that downtime to put out some great music. And let's talk about it. We talked about it last time. For those tuning in for the first time, you got a like from MJF, man. That is like bucket list, sacred stuff. Tell everyone how you got that like from MJF.
So it was kind of by accident, because like I originally, like, so how the cover came about is I was watching Dynamite, and the first time that everyone started singing Judas to Chris Jericho, I was like, MJF needs that. So I started doing the thing. I contacted AK-40 Devin, who raps on the song. I featured him. That's another thing I don't think I could have done with These Wolves, so I did it, you know, with me. So I basically wrote the hook, you know, did the music for it, and I was like, hey, I need like 3 rap verses, can you do that? And he came in and killed it.
Yeah.
So then I had it, and I was like, okay, I don't know how Mikey Ruckus is going to so I contacted him, and he was like, yeah, you can put it out, just don't tag MJF because he's probably gonna block you. And I was like, okay. Like, you can't tag him, but I was like, okay. And I contacted Harry Aaron, who is a photographer. He had a picture of MJF that he took when he was in MLW.
Sure.
And I was like, can I license it and put it as the album cover? And he said, sure. So
yeah,
awesome. So it all just came together from there. And then when I released it, I didn't tag MJF at all.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I wanted it to be for the wrestling fan community. And so the All Elite podcast, Tiffany and Kyle, those jerks. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we love them.
Kyle put, like, Darren did the cover of MJF's theme, and I got a DM from MJF, like, what? Because he just, like, made a clip.
What?
And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And he's like, send me the full song. And I was like, okay.
Yes, sir.
So I sent him the song, and then he was like, I got like the heart emoji, and I was like, what? And then he retweeted it and put the fire emoji, and I was like, oh, okay. So that was the bucket list moment, because he doesn't like anything.
No,
for anyone.
No, because he is literally better than you. But that's pretty, so you got the like, the heart emoji, and also the fire emoji and the retweet, man. That's pretty, I mean, all joking aside, man, was that a lot of validation for you as an artist?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Like, I didn't really expect anything. It was just like, super, not random, but it's just crazy. You know, even with getting, Dead to Me on AEW, and it was for Cody versus MJF.
Come on.
So it was just like, it just became like serendipity. Like, I was like, I have to do this. And it worked. Hopefully he actually uses it on AEW TV one day. Hopefully, maybe. But we'll see.
You never know, man. And I know this, man. You always got some bullets in the chamber. I'll leave it at that, man. This guy's always got a few steps ahead of everyone. He's always got some ideas working. So I'm excited to see what you do, man. And I wanted to ask you this, man, because obviously we've done a lot of wrestling this past year on the show, man. I'm very grateful for all the wrestlers and for GoPro. You guys are amazing, man. But when I saw Jericho starting to do the Rock Band thing, and Fozzy did put out some really great singles along the way. They've come a long way. They're doing some great things. With Jericho, when I went to indie shows and stuff, I always saw that parallel between local bands and wrestling. Like the first indie show I went to, a lot of these guys that are in AEW now or NXT, like I remember them walking around with literal boxes with t-shirts or 8x10s, just walking around like we would with CDs. That's a compact disc for those listening right now. I don't know if those are still a thing, but I digress. But I saw a lot of these parallels, like you with a band, you're almost trying to put out not like a persona, but just like a group persona, I guess, for the band. And there was a lot of parallels. Do you see that? Because you work in both worlds a lot, man. Do you kind of get what I'm saying, like with those parallels?
Definitely. Yeah, that was kind of like the beginning of like These Wolves. Like I wanted it to be a band or a scene to be a band. And I don't think I was being at the time. Well, at the time I thought I was, but now like looking at it, I was trying to like overcompensate, I think a little bit.
Right.
And it was just the wrong gimmick for me,
Yeah. The wrong gimmick. I like that. Yeah.
And and then it was like, okay, well, I'm just going to be myself and just crank it up to 11. So that's pretty much what This Wolf is. It's just me cranked up to 11 so I can do collabs and feature people. And it's not all about me. Like, I wanted something like that to enhance everything. I just didn't want it to be about me. So
love that.
Yeah, it's definitely, there are a ton of parallels, playing crappy venues to four people.
Yeah, exactly.
Four people for a hot dog and a handshake.
Yeah.
It's, very similar. You have to be that that gimmick all the time. That's crazy to me, and same thing with music. There's people, like Ozzy Osbourne and Marilyn Manson, like they lived that gimmick, whatever they were doing at that time. So there's a ton of parallels. And even like my song Worth the Pain, I wrote it about hardcore wrestling. It's basically like what doesn't kill me makes it worth the pain. It's just like that mentality of risking your body or risking your health or risking your mind or putting out energy to entertain people.
Yeah.
So that's, and I like Matt Tremont is now on the cover of Worth the Pain.
I saw that
for it as a, an homage, but yeah, I saw a documentary. It was a Joe Janela's documentary by Kenny Johnson. And when he fell through fell off the building and went through, almost died hitting that car.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
With the light tubes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, oh my God. So I wrote Worth the Pain because of Joey Janela. And it just kind of like spiraled from there, and even Down, Down is written, inspired by John Moxley when he was Dean Ambrose in WWE and getting held down and buried by Vince and company. And, that's what I wrote about it. Cause I was, I had something similar, like a similar toxic relationship. And that's how, it's just, you just get inspired by stuff,
I love that. And I love how you combine those worlds of wrestling and music. Like I was lucky to do it. I've been able to play people out to the ring. I've been somewhat involved in storylines and stuff, which is really, really fun. Like I really enjoy that stuff. I don't like being on camera. Actually, I like being behind the drums, but I don't like being on camera even for this. I don't like, I'm not an actor. I'm a terrible actor. I don't like doing it. I'd rather be behind the camera. Speaking of which, you are also behind the camera with GoPro, shameless promo. But it's a lot of fun. I feel the wrestling world, and this isn't a knock, has been very rewarding to me in a very short amount of time. I probably stepped into the ring in a persona capacity before doing commentary and all that starting in October. And I've just had so many opportunities, and, you know, I'm a paid worker now. And I've literally played venues where, as a drummer, where I did get a hot dog as payment. I'm not even joking you, bro. Do you feel, yeah, and I feel like the music scene is going to be hopping now that the pandemic, not that it's over, but now that things are opening up and things are getting better. But do you feel that the wrestling business in some ways is more, or I'll put it this way, do you feel the music business can be thankless at times?
Yes. It's the same thing with wrestling. You're trying to, like, a lot of bands in you know, North Jersey and, like, even around, like, they put on that persona that they're bigger than they are. You have to trick people into thinking that you're more famous or whatever, or have more following than you actually do, you know? So, yeah, there's a lot of that. It's like you're trying to put out music and make it as an art and then sell it to people. And then you get super into, like, the marketing of it. And then it starts to, like, work the creative side, because you're so in on the marketing, like, oh, you need to make everything 3.5 minutes, or you have to market this way. And my songs are 3.5 minutes just by choice, but just, like, marketing it and, like, advertising and all that stuff and getting it where it needs to go. It's very, like, with burnout, you can burn out very quickly with music, especially, and wrestling too. You know, you're trying to sell shirts, you know, and sell merchandise and get yourself out there. It can be tiring. And if you don't have it, you don't have it, you know, trying to make content, and content is king, and you kind of get lost in it, you know? So that's what I try not to do anymore. In previous bands, that's what I tried to do, is, like, make the content for the kids, you know? And it's like, you know, this is, you know, about me when I'm writing the song. And then as soon as it leaves, it's there for interpretation. Like, I want it to resonate with people and not just be, like, jammed down your throat like a Roman Reigns push to so you like it, you know? It's like, no, I'm not going to market it to you. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. You know, that's the way I feel.
I love that, man. And again, I wasn't knocking the music scene. Like, I'm so happy to see people trying to come back and, you know, put out stuff during the, you know, quarantine and pandemic. We're very appreciative for the live streams and all that stuff. Not a knock on the scene, just something I've observed from working in both spots, man. And that's why I asked you that validation question, because that's pretty cool, man, that you know, your stuff's been featured with AEW. You've gotten the recognition from these pretty big names. It's so cool, man. I love what you're doing, dude. And I got to ask you this, not to be cliche, man, but what is the goal going forward? Because you do a lot of production stuff with GoPro. Is it to, you know, get signed to a record label? Are record labels still a thing, man? Is it to have a song, you know, featured on maybe an NXT pay-per-view? I'm telling you, man, I hear it. Or is it all the above? What are the goals moving forward?
Yeah, it's kind of all the above. I mean, GoPro Wrestling, shout out to those guys. They have been very good to me. I was able to go to Alaska for the first time to film last year during the pandemic. I've worked with the Acclaimed, I've worked with Matt Cardona and Brian Myers, you know, and a bunch of different wrestlers, and I'm blanking on a lot. TJ Crawford is one of my favorite wrestlers now because of GoPro Wrestling, and I've filmed a ton of his matches.
He's great.
But yeah, it's just kind of all of the above. Like, I just want to, like, learn more. I would love to collaborate with John Kiernan again. Shout out to John. Call me.
I think he's literally messaging us right now. I'll have to look in a minute, see what he's sending us, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I would just like to collab and learn more and just expand, you know, that's really it. You know, I don't really have, I don't want a record deal. You know, if it came and it was good, great. But, you know, it's just, I just want to learn and be myself and, you know, help other artists. Like if they have a song, like I would be interested in collaborating with them, songwriting and stuff like that. Yeah. Just working on the craft. You know?
I love that, man. You keep it very, very real. And again, not to be cliche here, but like I started playing drums when I was 11. I started playing piano as a kid. Now I teach drum lessons and part of a drum line. And I kind of get what you're saying, man. Like you're at the helm. You're like all the employees for your band, man. I love what you're doing, man. Like I'm kind of like a free agent right now, and I've been asked to join a lot of bands, and I'm just like, you know, I'll help fill in, I'll record something, or I'll help fill in for a show. But like, I don't know if I'm ready to make like that commitment again. I've been doing it since I was 16, man. But I love that I can incorporate that, the drums, into the world of wrestling as well, man. And I love seeing you blurring those lines, man. But we'll take it way back. How did music come into your life?
Oh, Nirvana, Smell the Teen Spirit.
Nice.
On the radio. And it was like the heaviest song I've ever heard at the time. And I just fell in love. I was obsessed with Nirvana. And it just kind of blossomed from there. My mother actually bought the first Korn record, nice, cause she heard Blind on the radio, and I stole it from her. And that's how I started listening to Korn, and they're like one of my favorite bands. But yeah, that's kind of how it all started. And I was writing, like acoustic songs. And I was like, oh, you know, my girlfriend at the time was like, oh, you know who you sound like? And I'm like, I'm hoping Kurt Cobain or like Lane Staley.
She's, yeah,
like, Duncan Sheik. And I went, who? So I got mad at her, and I was like, taking your CD, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I put it in the car and was doing Barely Breathing came on. And I'm like, oh, I like this song.
Yeah, there you go.
Next one, oh,
it's
I
a
like
good song. Yeah, it's a good song.
So I just kind of tried to incorporate that, and my voice has gotten better since then. But I was doing like acoustic music, tell my girlfriends I hated them, and or, you know, trying to get the girl to like me or whatever at the time. And it just kind of blossomed from there. And yeah, I always wanted to do heavier type of music, so that grungier Nirvana. So you hear from like Down or Dead to Me, like, yeah, so it's been a process, and just learning myself, learning my voice, learning how to use it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I love it, man. Are you going to try, now that things are opening back up, are you going to try to play out, or is This Wolf going to be out and about? I'm not necessarily touring, but playing maybe some local Northeast venues?
Yeah, I actually played like a surprise like show in Booton as part of their like Dog Days of Summer. I had my friend Ian, who I've known since high school, he's usually my lead guitar player. We just, for 2 hours, we just played like Nirvana covers and originals.
Dude, I so would have been there. Well, I guess it was a secret, but yeah. That's amazing, man. Let me know, dude.
Yeah, we're just like doing like practices, and then like I want to do more like studio sessions, like live studio sessions, and do it that way to get like, for people who don't want to watch me for 2 hours, they can just watch me for 3.5 minutes on YouTube or whatever. Just be more available for them, and look after my audience, you know, whoever they may be.
I love that, man. I want to see you for 2 hours, man. I will pay that price right there, man. I'm excited for that. So we always ask the wrestlers, what is like, what band would play you out to the ring or da 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 if you had that WrestleMania moment? So I'll flip the question on you, man. What wrestler would you like to play out to the ring? I was going to say a WrestleMania, but let's just go all over. You go past, present, future, WWE, AEW, even indies, man. Who would you like to play to the ring?
Well, if I could, MJF, because I already know some.
Yes.
I would really love to do a hard rock version of Hangman Page's theme.
Nice.
So I've been working on that. I know, like I talked to you about doing drums.
I'm so in, but go ahead.
Yeah. Mikey Ruckus actually like did like a Twitter thing. He was like, yeah, I think This Wolf could do a really good cover of it. So I've been working on it. Like lyrics are hard for that. I've been trying to like think of stuff to, I have like the hook of the song, but
I like, yeah, I may or may not have heard some ideas, man. I like the hook, by the way.
Yeah. I, you know, sent you a really crappy demo of it, but yeah, so the cat's out of the bag. I let it
I thought we weren't gonna talk about it. And again, we're not, I could edit it out, man, but I'm excited for it, man, and thank you for sending that and even thinking of me, man. I told you, I literally popped when I listened to it, and I'm used to listening to crappy demos. That's how it all starts, bro. It sounded really good.
Thank you. Just trying, you know, maybe I can get John Kiernan on a solo or something like that. I'm just spitballing. If you're still in the chat, John,
I love it. Yeah. Oh, he's here for it. That's awesome, dude. And thank you for sharing that, man. You can see the smile on my face. I'm pumped for that, bro. Before we get out, and dude, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, man. It's just excited to like talk about music again. Things are opening up. You've been putting out great stuff, but I do want to talk about this song. We'll leave on this one, man, called Down, which is another just like banger, dude. Like, your songs are really good. Shane said it last night on the auction. He was like, oh man, it's always weird when you have to like listen to your friends' music. And he's like, all right, he's like, you know, I'll tell Darren, I'll listen to it. And he's like, and it was really good. I'm like, I know, it's always, and we're not just saying that because you're on the show, like, it's quality stuff. So tell us a little bit, and a little bit of heartfelt stuff too. Tell us a little bit about Down.
Yeah, Down's about a toxic relationship. It was inspired by John Moxley, Dean Ambrose. I wrote it right after I saw the vignette, the prison vignette that he did before he joined AEW. So it just came out of that. I was dealing with a toxic relationship at that time, a toxic friendship. And yeah, I was just feeling like the hook of the song is, you know, beg for me to disappoint you and beg for me and I'll let you down. And it's just like, yeah, I'm, you know, it's like that heel turn moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like Seth Rollins to the Shield or something like that, you know? That's kind of like when I do heavy stuff, it's kind of me like turning heel on myself usually. Like Dead to Me is about me. So, like me being pissed off at me. So yeah. It's just kind of, you know, it's, I like doing that. It's like an alter kind of ego, you know, within the same project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually the heavy stuff is about me being a moron.
No.
and then I have like the fun songs like Beautifully Miserable and stuff like that. That's like a tongue in cheek kind of thing. But yeah. As far as Down, yeah, it just came about from John Moxley and Dean Ambrose and people, you know, just WWE just daring him. So.
I love that. Very well said. I literally had the words beg for me written down, man. Like you could hear a lot of the emotion in those words. And that, like that, I like that you talk about hooks a lot, man, because I feel like a lot of artists, and this isn't a knock, just like are missing that. You know, I think a lot of times musicians make music to not necessarily impress, but to be clever. I think as musicians, we don't always look at it from the viewpoint as the audience. And the hook is always the catchy part, but also the emotion of the song is very important. And you do a stellar job with that, man. I'm not just putting you over here, bro. I really appreciate you coming on, making the time. But tell everyone where they can download these great songs, follow you on social media, all that great stuff.
Yeah. So you can get Down on Apple Music, Spotify, and Another Drink will be there tomorrow on Apple Music, Spotify. It'll be on YouTube. And for all the socials, it's This Wolf Music.
I love it, man. And I'll be downloading it. Well, I actually technically already did, but I'll be listening to everything. We'll be cranking it over here in the neighbor's house. Darren, dude, thank you so much for making the time. Thank you for everything you've done with GoPro. Thank you for everything you're doing for local music right now. Stay safe out there. I hope to see you soon and just continued success to you moving forward, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. You're a godsend, you know, and supporting local bands and wrestling, you know.
We back. Like, we're back.
Yeah, you're awesome. So
no, you guys
need to be awesome.
Stop. It's all you guys. Guys, follow GoPro too. Those guys are awesome. Really, really good people, which we're all about here on the BCP. And thank you, Darren, again. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. And let's listen right now to Down from This Wolf.
Sad. take it from me, yeah, you like the abuse. Tongue and grind.